The two things that you can be sure about in life, said Benjamin Franklin, are death and taxes. But while most of us are happy to gripe about the IRS come tax season, death is still a taboo subject of conversation in many circles. A new podcast created by a group of Michigan State alums is doing its part to change that. The Looncast is exploring our beliefs surrounding death and the afterlife through storytelling. Here to talk with us are two of the co-producers, Philip Russell and Ben Thorpe. Gentlemen, welcome to The Current State.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having us.
Ben, tell us a little bit about what The Looncast is and who's behind it.
So The Looncast is this podcast, and it's four of us. We've got Phil, myself, and then Evan and Shira are our two other members. And we kind of just got to this kind of thing just fell together. We decided that, hey, we want to find ways to talk about these subjects, be it belief or death, because they don't get a lot of, we don't talk about these things. These aren't things that we discuss in our daily lives, but they're things that we all think about and all have to think about. And so how do we find, you know, ways to do that?
Where did the name come from?
I'm going to let Loon Phil take that one.
That was yours.
The name is a little bit of an enigma, I'd say. You know, the loon is kind of an important bird in Michigan, the state. But we also thought, you know, there's kind of a imagery of the lunar and like the moon that we kind of explore and night. And also kind of we're a little bit of lunatics. So kind of some puns thrown in there as well. But it's, I don't know, it's kind of an enigma about where exactly it came from, but it seems to be working.
So. And it tweets really well, doesn't
it? Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
The first season focuses on death, belief, and the supernatural. Why did you choose those topics, Phil?
That's an interesting question. I think that Ben and I, we originally had this whole idea of wanting to go to haunted places and exploring kind of ghosts and kind of the afterlife and things like that. But once Evan and Shira kind of came onto the project, they were able to kind of focus our ideas more. And we started thinking about death and how hard it is to talk about death in the United States climate right now. And we just kind of wanted to open that up. I think it's something that everybody has to deal with in their life. And we wanted to be able to make it a little bit easier for people.
Ben, why, at your age, if you don't mind me stereotyping your demographic, that's not a subject we talk about so much. Why did you guys decide this is so important?
Well, you know, I think it's not just death, it's belief. And it's why can't we talk about, you know, belief plays such a role in our lives, and it really affects, I guess for me, I think it affects the way that we live and the way that we, you know, the way that we see the world and the way that we interact with people. But we don't talk about it, right? We don't talk about, you know, how these things affect us. And so we really wanted to zero in on, you know, where does belief come from and what is it doing for us? And, you know, are there ways that we use it that are unhelpful and unhealthy? Are there ways that, you know, it helps us to have better lives? And where's the line there? And so I think we really just wanted to pick apart all of these different, you know, ideas surrounding belief. And I think particularly, you know, death, what happens after, because that's where our beliefs become the strongest, right? And the most ingrained. And so that's where we really wanted to kind of parse out, you know, where are these things and why do we have them?
You brought us a clip from the program. Set it up for us.
Okay.
What are we going to hear?
And I'll throw this over to Phil in a sec. But this is just a clip from our second episode, Echoes, which is a haunted house. It involves a haunted house in Omaha, Nebraska, that a theater troupe performed a version of Hamlet in.
Yeah, and I guess we kind of highlighted it because it kind of explores the whole idea of you can go to this play numerous days and see it from a bunch of different characters' perspectives that and kind of see how the deaths unfold. And we kind of thought that was kind of a big anxiety with people. Like, you can't never know all the answers. So we thought it was kind of cool to be in a production where you can, and you can go back and kind of figure out the whole mystery.
Let's hear the clip.
So it's the 1920s, and you're in a Victorian mansion.
You walk in through a side door and wait in a sort of small kitchen and in a small sitting area.
Everyone around you is wearing a mask.
Music sort of changes to feeling much, much more of the era. A woman walks in, lays the premise for the house's existence, and that being a gathering of people has come together to perform a seance because in this house, this was the site of foul and unnatural acts.
A selection from the Looncast Echoes episode feels very much like This American Life, Phil.
Well, thank you.
What did we just hear?
So that's kind of in the beginning of the episode where we're kind of setting up this whole haunted house vibe, and the two creators of it are kind of giving us a little look about what to expect when you're entering the house.
Ben Thorpe is an MSU alumnus in the College of Communication Arts and Letters. We're talking about the Looncast, a new podcast that he's exploring with the subjects of death and the belief in the supernatural through storytelling. We're also joined by fellow producer Phil Russell. Ben, when you collect these stories, you traveled a lot. How did you decide where you wanted to go?
Yeah, so mostly we set up interviews ahead of time and said, okay, here we're places that we can lock down interviews. And then started to map out, you know, where we were going to go based on that. And then a lot of, you know, I think some of the stronger interviews that we got were spontaneous, were things that we just, you know, we met people randomly, or people saw our cars really decked out in stickers with Looncast stickers and death belief in the supernatural. And so we would go some places and people would be like, hey, you know, what is that? And we'd be like, okay, this is the podcast. And they'd be like, boy, do I have a story for you. And I think a lot of the stronger stories that we got came from just that, just random people on the street.
Anybody feel freaked out by the notion when you brought it up to them?
Surprisingly not. I think more people than not were interested. You know, when we were in Dallas, Texas, as Ben was saying, we have these death belief in the supernatural sticker on the back of the car. And Evan was getting something out of the car, and it's, you know, night, maybe 11 at night. This guy walks up to him and he says, death belief in the supernatural. Well, you should talk to my wife. She's a necromancer, and she says she can speak to the dead. And, you know, this guy ends up living down the street, you know, in one of the adjacent apartment buildings. And we talked to her, and, you know, that was pretty wild.
Are there any other moments of conversations that really stick out in your mind from this first season as particularly unique?
When we were in the Seattle, we went to the University of Washington, and as Ben was saying, we usually have interviews set up, but when we went there, we didn't have anything. So we thought, instead of wasting the day doing nothing, let's try just knocking on professors' doors and trying to find somebody. So we ended up in the philosophy building, and we just walked into this philosopher's office, and he just starts expounding upon literally everything we want to know without any kind of prompt or anything. And I think that was really wild.
So you think the supernatural is assisting you in this project?
I hope so.
Revealing people to you.
I hope so.
Ben Thorpe, how are you paying for all this?
We did a crowdfunding thing before we went on the road. So it was mostly just like Indiegogo. And mostly we paid for the entire trip just based on that Indiegogo, and then couch surfing. And we had friends kind of throughout the road that we stayed with on their couches. So mostly that's how we did it.
What was your pitch? Because I know those things that the first paragraph is the magic. What did you say?
Oh, God, I don't even remember.
We made like a really cute video. It had Evan's.
It had a little guinea pig
in it.
And it was like, oh, this is a cute guinea pig. You should give us money. And have been it.
Sometimes you just never know what kind of stuff takes
off. It works is all I know.
Phil, what do you hope listeners will get out of your podcast?
I hope that it makes they can have conversations about death or belief, religion, whatever it may be. And I hope it kind of brings them out of their current comfort zones. I think it's really easy to kind of, you know, say, I believe in this, and then you go through your whole life thinking that. I'd like this experience to kind of give people like a chance to, you know, second guess their thoughts when kind of have conversations with other people to, you know, help them bring to new conclusions.
Ben, the Looncast is going to be here at MSU for a live show this evening. What can you tell us about that?
Okay, so the theme of our live show is true in the way that it needs to be. And we put together this live show with three of, I think, some of the stronger interviews that we got from this. There's a dog psychic, so a woman that will speak to dead people's pets. There's a guy who falls in love with someone while on drugs. And there's a fellow that goes to a live exorcism. And so these three stories we've mapped out because they mess with this theme of things feeling real and giving us something, even though they aren't necessarily true. And so what is that experience that gives us something and feels like it's substantial, but it's not real. It's not real in a factual way or a scientific way. What do we make of these experiences? And so we put together a show that messes with those themes.
We've been talking about the Looncast, a new podcast produced by MSU alums that's exploring death and the beliefs about it through storytelling. I want to thank our guests, co-producers Phil Russell and Ben Thorpe. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, Scott.